Workers' Unity and a Socialist Alternative, to bring an end to war. Socialist Party member and chair of Southampton Trades Council Sue Atkins addressed the Stop the War protest in Southampton. We carry an edited extract. We need to be clear that war is a result of the international capitalist system based on profit, exploitation, oppression, and racism. The people who will benefit from war in Ukraine are the billionaires, bosses, and profiteers. We know it is the workers and ordinary people who will suffer, killed and injured by bombs and missiles, and forced to flee their homes. This on top of the problems they face already under the Zelensky government, which is backed by rich Ukrainian oligarchs. Of course, Johnson and the Tories have been happy to take money off the Russian oligarchs to fund their party. Both Tories and Labour governments have welcomed them in with open arms. These are the same governments that backed brutal wars in Iraq, Afghanistan and elsewhere. We can have no trust in pro-big business governments, which are there to defend the interests of the bosses. Whether it is in Ukraine, the UK, the US or Russia, we need to build workers' unity and international solidarity in the struggle to kick out the warmongers and profiteers. And that also means building mass movement political parties that can provide a real alternative to these brutal capitalist governments. We need a socialist alternative that won't just seize the assets of Russian oligarchs, but take economic ownership and control of the major monopolies, so that society can be democratically run by the working class in the interests of us, the majority, based on planning and cooperation. And not in the pursuit of profit and prestige that causes poverty, exploitation, and war.